Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 4th of March 2026. Weekly bonded old snow requires caution. All day it applies above 2,000 meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. Distinct weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack, in particular above approximately 2,000 meters. Winter sport participants can release avalanches in isolated cases. These can reach large size, especially on west, north, and east-facing slopes. Individual avalanche-prone locations are to be found also on southeast, south, and southwest-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls, for example. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Outgoing longwave radiation during the night will be good over a wide area. As a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation, individual mostly small wet loose snow avalanches are possible below approximately 2,200 meters. In addition, gliding avalanches are possible. This applies especially on cut and grassy slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. And now the snowpack. The snowpack remains prone to triggering. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north, and east-facing slopes. The surface of the snowpack will freeze to form a strong crust and will soften during the day. We have the following danger patterns: DP.7, snow poor zones in snow-rich surrounding, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Thursday, the 5th of March 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.